welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 210, I believe. 7, 8, 9. Yes, 210! Because I'm not counting from zero, isn't it? How is everybody? I believe Simon has multiple personality disorder and talking to himself, but Mrs. Simon says you do that all the time. Let's have a look. Oh, good grief. Look at this lot. Number one, using Windows 7 and search the Windows search for Firefox. Showed me the log on Firefox when I clicked it, opened Microsoft Edge. Oh, so you're having a good day. Oh, it's Windows 10. Oh, Jonathan, never bow to his first in skills. There's obviously been skullduggery going on. Skullduggery. Stop competing. I'll simply agree that I'm overall first in champion. No. Kim has been known to be first in champion. Can I just say, Simon? And she's the umpire. So be warned. Hello, Kim. That was fake, Johnny. You're crazy, Simon. The lot of you. So now we've got Jonathan and a Jonathan clone. It's still fake, Johnny. Not going to believe a word Jonathan says tonight. Oh no, I know what Jonathan can do to prove it's the real him. Oh, it was actually Johnny, for crying out loud. Right, I know who the real Jonathan is. If the real Jonathan puts his granddad's first name in there, then I'll know who the real Jonathan is. Absolutely barking mad, the lot of you. Good weekend, could do with it starting all over again. Weather's not been great, but fabulous news from MacBytes headquarters. Lola is feeling much better. Mike's only complaint now is he said she has volume issues. Yes, she could do with being turned down a notch or two when she's playing, but apart from that, she's feeling much, much better. Oh, right, let's catch up. You two don't eat. I think you've been at the grog too much. You don't know which one of you's which anymore. Crying out loud. You see, now I know that that is the real Jonathan. I know his granddad's name. Loving it. Lola's ins and outs are good. They are. They are. She's had, we've kept her on the very plain chicken with some fish, but what we're doing is we're keeping it in separate bowls so she can actually choose which she wants, because it, you know, made the mistake of putting some kibble with the chicken and that was the end of that. So she's had the chicken, she has had plain fish as well, so nothing with it apart from, I think it was steamed fish. She's had a couple of treats and she's been okay with that, and the other end is absolutely fine, which is amazing, isn't it? You guys are going to laugh, but Kim will understand. We've actually taken to taking photographs so we can compare if we think he's getting better or not. Oh, they'd be interesting in the week at MacBytes headquarters, wouldn't they? Just saying. CQ Deb, CQ Deb. Oh, dear me. So what have you all been doing this fine weekend? We've been waiting on Boris's every word. But new techery has arrived at MacBytes headquarters. It's got to be done, Kim. Poopix. Colour-coded Poopix. Actually, Rachel asked me to order her a mug a while ago. I'm assuming it's a nurse thing. It was probably a leaving gift for somebody. But she asked me to do it because I've got Amazon Prime and it gets there next day. Anyway, this mug had on it, emblazoned across it, the Bristol stool scale. And it was like, what colour do you want your tea? But we have had new tech arrive today. It was discovered it was needed rather late last night. Luckily, when I went to have a look, they had same day delivery. So despite the fact I was ordering it at 2 o'clock in the morning, it arrived about 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock. And it was just the right time for it to arrive as well, if you'll pardon the pun, when you find out what it is. Because they brought out a new watch and I didn't get a new watch. And I said, if I got a new strap, it'd feel like a new watch. Strap broke last night. Didn't actually break to the point it fell off. In fact, it was really weird. I've never seen one break like that. To look at it, it doesn't look broken. But the bit that slots into the actual watch that has like the metal bit and the two plastic bits either side, it was definitely like pulling away. So the plastic must have been stretched in some kind of way. Anyway, went in, had a look. The one I had had quite a strange strap on it, in that it didn't have the press stud thing underneath. It had a proper old-fashioned style strap. And I'd taken to it. I liked it. So I was looking for the same one. Needless to say, the same one that I'd already had, which has lasted 11 months, I think, which is quite good for a strap that only costs sort of £3 or £4. Anyway, didn't have that one anymore, but I did find a pack of three of them, white, grey and black, and they arrived this afternoon. So, watch feels like new because it's got a new strap. Don't forget Prime Day. I will not forget Prime Day. I can assure you I will not forget Prime Day. You're hoping the Kindles get a reduction. They usually do. They usually do, to be honest. I got a fantastic reduction across the board on Echo devices. This was about 8 months ago. I don't know what the deal was. Oh, have you come in for more treats or just to say hello to everybody? Oh, the pleading eyes looking at Daddy. Daddy!
Come on. The garden.
Oh, we're going to play football. We'll have volume issues when she starts playing football, but she'll enjoy it. No, so there was this deal on, and it was a very, very good deal. Let me see if they still sell the thing that I bought, because I'm really impressed with it, which is not like me. Not in regard to what this is. So let's have a look at Amazon. It was, I think they billed it as an Echo device. But to me, it was a tablet. Let's have a look. 2 days to go to Prime Day. But they've already got the orders. There's an Echo Dot reduced from £50 to £19. There they are. Right, it's a Fire HD tablet. And I was looking at the price, as you do. And I thought, that's really cheap. I thought, that's very cheap. So I treated myself to one. And it's really good. The battery life is amazing. Absolutely amazing. But looking at the prices they've got here so far, and this isn't even the Prime Day sales, they do have black Echo Shows, which is the 5, and a white Echo Show 5. Now, that's the one that sat next to me. Is that 8 inches or 5 inches? That's 5 inches. I think that I'm not sure the size I've got now. Let's have a look. Oh, I know. These are the ones. Yes, I did buy this. I bought it in June last year, and it replaced the one next to the bed. And I love the form factor of that. And it's on offer. Let's have a look, because that's not the price it says there. £39.99, which is a bargain. I'm not keen on the new shapes. So that's a bargain. The tablet, the 8-inch tablet, is £45. What's not to like for £45? When you consider the Paperwhite next to it is £80. That's like, wow. But I guess if you want a Paperwhite, you want a Paperwhite. But the tablet's very nice. I found that you can watch the video on it, and it's good for YouTube as well. So it serves a purpose. The battery life is just stunning. You can leave it sat there, use it for maybe an hour a day, and the battery lasts like 2 months. It's incredible. But those sale items are already on. So we've got the Echo Dot. We have an Amazon Smart Plug. Certified for humans. I don't think it means plugging yourself in. So the only thing that's not reduced a huge amount, what's the price of a Kindle Paperwhite normally? Because I haven't bought one for years and years and years. £120 and it's reduced to £80. I'm sensing a purchase, Jonathan. Sensing a purchase. What I don't understand with this... Follow the prompts on your device to go to checkout. Because I'm clicking it and it's taking me through. So this paper white says £80. But when I click it, it says 120. So I'm not quite sure how you get that in the basket at the price you would like to pay for it, rather than the price they're quoting. Who knows? Are there real discounts on Amazon anymore? You've got to search harder for them, Simon. Definitely. But it looks like that. Which Kindle do you want, Jonathan? Let me know. The Fire 10-inch tablet. Only uses it for Facebook and reading books. It's excellent. I think that's the one I got. I think it was the 10 I bought. Let's have a look. Are you 10 inches? Yes. And it's fantastic. The screen, the picture is amazing quality. So there's nothing wrong with the screen at all. It also even supports multiple accounts, which is like Apple. Come on. The switch between the two is great. In fact, the screen, I would say, is probably better than an iPad looking at it. It really is. I think the only thing that gave me a little bit of a headache trying to set it up was hoisted by my own petard. I had to put my password in manually. So I don't think I installed one password on it. And that's not good because it's as long as my left leg. But I've put BBC Sounds on it. I've put the iPlayer on it. I've got access to my Dropbox stuff on it. It's got the Alexa app. It's got the Kindle app. And it's got all the Audible stuff as well as the Prime Video things. And given that I paid, I think it was about £65, which I was like, I'm not leaving it at £65. I'll take one and try it. And yeah, I'm getting some use out of it. It's easier to put that up and watch stuff on Prime because the battery lasts longer. If I try that on an iPad, the battery's flat within sort of 4 or 5 hours. So much, much better. So I totally agree with Anthony. Good evening, by the way. That is very, very good. So in the States, it's $129. Well, it looks like the price for the Kindle is going to be $79.99. And that'll probably be pounds as well as dollars. But what I don't understand is that price is there now. But how do you get that? Because it says starts on the 11th. Check back for deals. So I'm looking at it and there's the deal, but I don't know how to get that in the basket. Because when you click it, it takes you through to a page with a more expensive option on there. Maybe it'll come in tomorrow, or maybe it's on at a certain time. I don't know. Mind you, Simon's not wrong, you know. He says about getting a bargain. Here's a tale. Right, has anybody heard of a Pilot friction pen? They're basically erasable ballpoints or rollerballs. And they do them as like a plastic thing, a cheap plastic pen, probably about £4 or £5. And they also do. Oh, Jonathan's seen them. I'm assuming you mean the pens. They do them as like a metal pen that looks far more like you'd like to take it into work and use it. And they do it in 6 colours. So there's black, blue, red, green. One's a goldy colour and one's a silver colour. So I use the plastic ones and I love them because you can rub them out. That's the whole point. There's an eraser on the other end and you can rub it out. And I thought I use these so much and yet they look appalling. They look like something that a child of 3 would use. They've got like a sort of graffiti style pattern on the plastic ones. But I thought, I do love the pens. You know, the refills are great. And I was at the point of wondering if I could put the refill in a proper pen. When I stumbled across the fact that they do proper pens. So I thought, right, in here, let's have a look at them. Thing was, at the time, I was getting them from a pen shop that I've used before. And I use this pen shop online because they have everything in. They have the most amazing range of pens in there. And what I wanted was it was like a felt tip thing called a Berol. And the Berols weren't being made anymore. And I'm like, I need a replacement for the Berols, which is a big, thick, chunky felt tip thing. And I use the red ones and green ones to cross things off on pieces of paper. Anyway, they had a Stabilo Trio. So I bought those instead. So while I'm looking, they had these friction things. Proper pens. So I looked at them and I thought, they're all the price that you would want to pay. They were, I think, £20, £19.99 each. And as I said, there were 6 colours. And I'm like, the trouble is I use them all. So do I want to spend £6 times £20, £120 on pens? And I thought, no, I don't. But then I realised they had this offer on and you could get three of these pens for the price of two. So you could get £120 worth of pens for £80. So I thought, actually, you know, that's not bad. Then when I looked at it even more, there was another discount and they could be applied together. So it was three for the price of two on everything. The refills, the pens, the works. I also got a dedicated eraser for the thing. I think they came in a pack of three. So, you know, you pay for two, you get another one free. And there was a couple of other of these trio things that I wanted. So I did place this order and I thought, treat yourself, woman. So I got all of these metal pens. They're fabulous. They feel so much better in the hand than the plastic one. When I go back to the plastic one now, it feels very light, just too light. And the other thing is it rattles. By comparison to the metal one, it rattles. Why I am telling you this is because I've just looked at the Amazon page. And in relation to what Simon said about can you get a decent deal anymore, they are advertising one of these pens, just one of them. And it's the black one. And for the price of one, £37.20. So in relation to can you get anything cheap on Amazon anymore? No. The other ones are £24 and that's for one, not two. So maybe not. You'd certainly need to keep your eye out. The place I use is called Cult Pens. They're amazing. If you have any interest in stationery whatsoever, take a look at Cult Pens. They are absolutely fantastic. Discussing the fact I bought a pen. Oh, and plus the fact, on top of this £37.20, there was £3.99 delivery because it's not prime. That's absolutely criminal. But they are a very good pen, even if you get the plastic one to try them out. I did get one of the erasers, though, and the eraser's amazing. It sits next to me. And you can... I got two. One was really cheap, and I thought, I'm not thinking that's going to be great. And that came from, like, China. That took quite a while to arrive. But the other one was in this pack of three, and they are brilliant. And the erasers last ages and ages. Would Mrs. Simon be interested in that, Simon? Oh, indeed it is. It's stationery porn. You'll be there quite a while if you have any interest in stationery whatsoever. They have the pens, the refills, the notebooks, pens you will never have heard of. Limited edition, which always gets Mike, doesn't it?
Yes.
He's back. How's the news?
News is fine. I've been back.
How's
since
the dog?
The news. The dog's fine.
Worn out yet?
Getting there, I think. We've played rope. We've played football. We've played run around.
Yes, and Kim quite likes the idea that we have a colour-coded batch of photos of her poo.
Yes, I've just read the chat. What were you saying? Limited edition toffee crisp.
Oh, it's oh yes. And you see, if you call anything limited edition, Mikey's there.
I'm onto it.
But it's not Mrs. Simon. It's Simon, and he's a calligrapher. Oh, I'm sensing money leaving the premises, Simon. They are fabulous. They're a great company. Really good. Never had any issues with any of the orders. If you order more than the minimum, because, well, there isn't a minimum in terms of you can order one penny if you want at 50p, but you pay £2.50 for delivery. But if the order goes over, I think it's £25 for free delivery. It's supposed to be something like, you know, 3 to 5 day delivery based on the fact the post office are still whinging about COVID. But they sent mine courier and it arrived the next day. So I had a fabulous time there. I really did. The only ones I'm missing now are my green trios. I need a box of five green trios, which
trio.
Are out of stock. Yeah, trio.
Trio.
I want five trios and I want them now. Had you not seen that before, Simon? How have you managed to live this long without visiting Cult Pens? Have you noticed he's stopped typing now? His eyes are just getting like saucers. And he's thinking, how can I get this past Mrs. Simon? Oh, actually, when it comes, let's have a look at their site because it doesn't say Cult Pens on it. You are very lucky.
Yes, he's on the website.
And he'll be there some considerable time. No, it is the most amazing sight. They have stuff I've never ever seen. And you know when you've got this pen and you love the pen and you cannot get a refill? That. They've got them. They've got all of them. All the colours in all the sizes, limited edition, the lot. Now, at the bottom, you'll love this. You'll get away with this, Simon, trust me. When it arrives, they set up, they love pens and stationery. So they decided to set up Cult Pens. But before that, they were actually the Sequel Workshop. So when it arrives, the stuff on it says from the Sequel Workshop, which is even better. You get away with your secret. Right down the bottom, it says copyright the Sequel Workshop. They've been going 17 years and Simon hasn't found them. Google's got a lot to answer for. Sign up for the newsletter. You then get pen porn every week. With their news is called Penorama. I love that. Yes, it's definitely worth it. You get the special deals, and they do have special deals on a lot. They have deals that come from the manufacturers. So if Pentel have a promotion, you get that. And that's what happened. I got the deal that was from Cult Pens and the one that was from, who's the one who makes Friction? Pilot. So I ended up with double discount, which I didn't know until everything was in the basket. I thought, that's not right. Oh, yes, look at that. And I remember buying my mum some from there. She used Pilot High Tech Point. They were extra fine. They were like writing with a needle. But what was mum like for getting a lot of information on a piece of paper? She was virtually like a coder. So she wanted those and she couldn't find them anywhere. They were only selling them in the 0.5. And I think hers were like 0.2. And she said, they don't do them anymore. And I said, oh, I... Step back from the keyboard and let me at it. I know exactly where I'll get you those. And they were, and they weren't even that much more expensive, probably about 5-10 pence more expensive, but nowhere else has the range that they do. And the fact that they will dispatch you one pen if that's what you want. But trust me, when you get there, you won't leave with one pen. Because when once I got there and realised that there was a deal on Pilot pens across the board, which was probably about 2 months ago now, I bought them from Amazon, Pilot highlighters. And these Friction pens have their own Friction highlighters. So you can rub the highlight out as well, which is so useful. So I got the highlighter and the neon glow yellow one was absolutely fine. But I thought the pink one was a little bit dark, just a little bit. And when I got on the site, they had pastel highlighters. And I thought, oh, yes. So I treated myself to some pastel highlighters while I was there. They work brilliantly. Absolutely perfect. The right colour. Anthony's there now, like the Pilot pens. The only pens that make my writing look readable. I do like Pilot pens. I just think the Friction ones are so good because I have my ARC notebook and I have to punch my own paper because they don't sell that anymore. So I bought some A5 plain paper and I've got the ARC punch that I bought from Staples before they went bust. But I'd rather not be wasting paper because then I've got to punch more paper. It's an absolute pain. So these Friction pens were great, but the metal ones just are, they're perfect. They do have an eraser, but you have to unscrew the top to get to the eraser. So that's why I actually bought an eraser. But it's actually easier to use the one that you buy because it's a little bit bigger. So I use that and I highlight stuff, then I rub out the highlight if I don't need that. Oh, yes. Is there anybody that doesn't have a stationery fetish? Do you have a stationery fetish?
No.
No, he would be the only one, wouldn't he? Everybody else totally understands.
I have other fetishes.
Do you? Toblerone.
Yeah.
Limited edition Toblerone.
You can get orange Toblerone, apparently.
Can you? Do you mean orange as in flavoured?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant orange as in... What was that chocolate that was orange?
Terry's chocolate orange.
No, there was a bar of chocolate in the 70s or 80s and it was orange.
I've no idea.
And I used to love it. Oh, what was it? Let's have a look. We're heading back to Chocolate Land now.
Toblerone Orange Twist.
Let's put that in. Chocolate.
Why didn't I see that at Tesco?
Oh, I don't know. Wendy would have brought that for you, wouldn't she?
I'll have to wait till next week.
Well, book your slot and get some in the basket.
Yeah.
Rainbow flavoured chocolate. I didn't see this.
Caramac, definitely Simon.
Caramac was almost that colour, but what I'm thinking of was actually bright orange. Oh, orange cream. Good shout, Jonathan. No, I think that had dark chocolate on it because my dad loved it.
It was.
And I couldn't bear that. This was a bar of chocolate and it was orange. Now, I've got a picture of it here. But it says unicorn and it wasn't that. It was a limited edition of something in the 70s. And I remember it being bright orange chocolate. Not the kind of muted gold colour of Caramac. I'm talking bright orange. What on earth would it have been? I can't even imagine what it would have been. But there is one here. But that says a wax melted bar. And it wasn't that, I can assure you. It was edible.
Shall I stick a couple in?
Oh, stick some in. You'll not settle till you've had some. And when you say a couple, you probably mean like 20.
No, four.
That's rather good of you.
The £5.
And?
Which I knew because my Toblerone email IFT hasn't kicked in.
But when it's reduced, it will.
Although the club car price is £4.
Oh, well, that's not bad. That yeah. club car's worth having now.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could find
I
or
don't
remember.
Know if you can add IFT to a club card conditions to IFT.
Have a look. No, I cannot remember what it was, but I can tell you it was bright orange. That'll come to you. Know, remember Simon when you'd forgotten who that company was? You said it'll come to you in the middle of the night. Yeah, that's me. It will come to me in the middle of the night. But I just remember just loving the fact the chocolate was orange. Never mind what it tasted like. I just liked orange as a colour. Oh, now
do I not like orange?
There is here popular Australian candy and chocolate, and it's orange. But I don't think we've ever seen that. No, it's going to come back to me at the most inopportune moment when I'm not going to be able to sit down and make a note of what it actually was. But my favourite, as everybody should know, was Texan bars. Loved a Texan bar. They brought them back for 5 seconds and then took them away again. But I did love a Texan bar. And Mike's got his orange Toblerone, so he's a happy bunny. All going well then, isn't it? I wonder what that actually is, because that says fine white chocolate flavoured with fruits, and it's the colour. It's the right colour. Now, maybe if I click it...
Something's gone wrong here.
Well, what's happened now?
Add items to your basket.
You've taken it out of his basket. Strawberry
I think the site's broken. I'll have to come back to it.
Yep, 18 pieces of orange chocolate, it says. Maybe it was just that. It was just orange... I'll put the link in. That's what it looked like. It looked like the orange one of that.
Toffos.
Oh, I used to love Toffos as well, Simon. Jonathan won't remember the 70s. No, Jonathan, you won't. Definitely not. And most of the 80s will have passed you by as well. Oh, the 80s was the best decade. It really was. And you can claim it absolutely was because that was when you were born. Oh, yes, Toffos. I remember having a packet of Toffos and they used to last ages. There was a mint one, wasn't there? And there was there a chocolate one? I remember the red packets. And I was never a fan of mint of any description. But later on, in my 20s, I tried a mint one. They were quite nice. But the red packets, I remember I had a packet of those. Mum and Dad had bought it for me. Because I was allowed sweets once a week on a Saturday. Got to think of my teeth, said
so
my
was
mother.
I.
Yeah, my teeth had a mind of their own, whether it was a Saturday or not. So I was allowed sweets on a Saturday. But this was a Sunday. And I was, let me think, 77, 77. I was 9. I know I was 9 because they dragged me out house hunting. Oh, it was bored rigid. We just drove around and like, oh, well, what do you think of this area? And I'm like, oh... I didn't want to move. I was happy at school. But they wanted to move. And we drove around for hours and hours. And we ended up actually sat outside the house we bought, which was a new one. Actually brand new. They had literally just finished building it. So there was no chain or anything to get into that one, which was quite nice. And I remember sitting outside and I had this packet of Toffo. And I'm thinking, you know, if they go for this one, I won't get any more sweets to keep me quiet. Because that's what they'd done. Well, we stopped off at this shop and it was what do you want to keep you quiet? I'll get you a comic. I want a packet of Toffo. So she came back with like three comics and a packet of Toffo to keep me quiet.
It's like 3 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, yep.
And we sat outside. We then drove straight from this tiny little newsagent's. We drove straight down the road that this newsagent's was on. And then we turned into this like tiny village. And that was where this house actually was. So this newsagent's was the nearest civilization to where we ended up living. And it was about 2.2 miles away. So you can imagine, talk about, I nearly said derelict, but I meant desolate. But to be honest, it was derelict as well. No, it was a lovely, lovely house, but it was too far from civilization for my liking. So, yeah, they bought that one. So it was like, well, we think we'll put an offering on this one. It's like, oh, darn it. So I won't get any more sweets to keep me quiet. Oh, so I definitely remember Toffo. Toffo's Texans. I would eat a Mars bar, but oh, it was never really something that was fantastic. Oh, was it this? Was it if it's orange, it could well be. Let me have a look. I don't know where that came into my head from. I have not thought about that in absolute years. No, it was more orangey than that. That's a caramel milk, isn't it? I would say it looked like it, but if you can imagine, do you know, they probably can't make it that colour these days. It's probably got some E numbers in it that would curl your hair while it was at it. So the chocolate looked like that, but it was bright orange. I would just wish I could remember. Mars bars are okay, a bit sickly. Yeah, that's my point with Mars bars. Even as a child, it was like, a Mars bar's okay. I could eat it. But it never really was a favourite. Favourites were things like whatever these orange chocolates were when it comes back to me. I loved toffee of any description. I loved Rock from Blackpool. Absolutely gorgeous. Not the mint one. No, no, no. It had to be the strawberry one. But obviously, that's where the Rock Company... what they called Coronation Rock. They made all the rock and it was all to die for. So I loved that. Bluebird Toffee. Bluebird Toffee was it was about the size of a pack of playing cards, a little bit thinner. And it was a bar, solid bar of toffee. And I was allowed to have it and it lasted all night because I wasn't allowed to bite it or chew it, which, you know, I wouldn't have done anyway because with my teeth, no. You wouldn't have needed a dentist to take them out. That would have just been it. So it did last all night. Oh, and crunchies. You weren't keen on crunchies, though.
I do like crunchies.
You do now, but you were never keen on them when I met you.
No, I just used to pick the chocolate off. And the other thing I'd do is I'd eat half of it, which meant that the honeycomb bit that I kept was all
soggy.
Soggy, because I'd break it in half, I'd eat half of it, and then I'd lick the top half of what was left. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that well. I used to do that. I used to eat crunchy the same way that I ate toffee. So as Mike said, it went kind of soggy, but I didn't actually mind that back then. But as I got older, it was like, no, I'm not sitting here and sucking on this crunchy. I'm actually going to bite it. Crunchy wasn't too bad on the teeth. Because I wouldn't actually chew it once I'd bitten the bit off. Or breaking it with a hammer was another way that my mum used to. She had this hammer. It was her hammer. That's because Dad was a bit territorial with his tools. And she called it her toffee hammer. And that was because she used it to smash up the toffee all the time. Oh, adorable. Deb watched a video. Oh, Kindle Paperwhite's on the way. Hang on, Deb. Oh, which one have you gone for? Because isn't there now 4 colours? And was it 40% off, 30% off? Excellent. Let me know. Ooh, a 12.9-inch Kindle Paperwhite. Liking that idea. Right, Deb watched a video on PDF. Quite complex. You'd never have thought it. You take one of the ones you're working on into Designer, made some changes, wanted to do it easier. That's what I said about PDF. Isn't it bizarre? It's the most flexible format. On the one hand, it could be as simple as a PDF version of a photo, so nothing's editable, to the far end where you can toggle things on and off in layers as long as you're using an app that supports it. It's amazing. And there's also, for the genealogists out there, the fact that saved into a certain format of PDF, so a sub variant of PDF. It's still a PDF, but it's a specific kind of PDF. It has guaranteed openability for the next like 500 years. Whatever that format is set in stone. It's an ISO format and it's guaranteed to be able to be opened. So if you think about the way Apple go on with iBooks, we've had fun with that today, haven't we?
We have not.
Crash, 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 crash. It will stop you using it in the end. You'll get to a point, I mean, Apple guarantee nothing, as you know, and you will get to a point where it won't even open. Carrie had that with, was it Clarice Works files?
It was, yeah.
And she couldn't even open them.
Long time
ago. We managed to use something else and convert a batch of them in the end. And even Pages, Numbers and Keynote, they deprecated the 09 version, which was the best version there was. And you couldn't open old versions with the new version. Now, I can understand not being able to open new versions of the file with older versions, but not the other way round. Come on. In the end, they got that much stick about it. They did fix it. But this particular version of PDF is guaranteed for years and years, if not forever. Oh, Kim got the black one. I would have gone for the black one. I always think you can make them pretty with a case. In fact, I found the case for mine, which is the Oasis. And this is a particular kind of case. Now, what did it say on it? Let's see if I can find it without. It's a particular kind of case, and they make them for iPhones, Kindles, iPads, you name it. The one I got, let's see if there's a Paperwhite one. Because when I showed Nina, she just laughed like a drain. And she said, you didn't buy that one. You bought the plain one. I can't believe that. She said, you should have bought that one. So that's an iPad one. There's the Kindle one. Is that Paperwhite? Doesn't fit the 10th gen, but all Kindle Paperwhites prior to 2018. That's good, isn't it? Well, it'll show you what it says. And she said, that's what you look like when somebody touches your tech. So she said, I should have got that one for my Kindle and my iMac. There was an iMac one as well that looked the same. Let's see if we can find the iMac one, because that was huge. But there was no point buying an iMac one. Oh, they've got quite a few, actually. All a similar price. Let's go for that one. Because it's never turned off. But I can understand, if you did actually intend to turn it off, you wanted to put a case on it. They don't come much better than that, do they? If I remember, Anthony, wasn't there a bigger Kindle a few years ago? It may have been US only, but my recollection is it was a palish colour. I don't think it was black, but it had a big screen because it was for reading newspapers on, and they wanted it to be as newspaper-like as possible. Does anybody remember that? Let's try large Kindle. See if there is one in pictures. I'll have to go into images. Yeah, large format, newspaper friendly Kindle. I'm not hallucinating. That says maybe coming, but I'm sure it did. I remember it. Yeah, it's a white colour. A big e-reader. There we go. The Kindle DX. There we go. I'm not going crazy. I'll tell you what I didn't do. I didn't start running Dropshelf again, and I didn't start Cloud App. Let's get all of those up. I remember looking at that Kindle and thinking, I quite like the size of it for big textbooks, but I don't think it lasted a long time, and I don't know why. Have a look at that link. Wow! $50 off ordering through the... I'm not allowed to say that word, am I? Because it sets everybody off. Your Echo. That's brilliant. That is brilliant. Good night, Jonathan.
See you, Johnny.
The Oasis is the largest size. Oh, is it? I didn't buy it because it was bigger. I'm trying to remember why I did buy that one. I think it was the audio. But the thing with the audio is you can play it. So playing the audio off this Oasis, not a problem. But you can't have it synchronise with the book. So if you've got the book on the screen and you've got the audio keyed up, you can't actually synchronise the two, which seems stupid. I was hoping that they would update that somehow, but they never did. So that's still the case. But I do like the fact that I do have audiobooks on there, and you can attach your Bluetooth headphones to them and just listen with that. Which, admittedly, I'm going to get this plugged in. It's not coming out. That's better. Come to mummy in your toddle. Right. On charge, it is screaming. I like the fact it didn't deplete the battery on any other device, because the battery lasts quite a while on that. But did I put that link in? No. Oh, I did. Yes, I'm looking for that one. That's what I'm looking for. The next link. Let's have a look at that one. So congratulations, Kim. Incoming tech toy. That's fantastic. Are we going to get a virtual unboxing? Oh, could it have been that? I am Brew Chocolate. Do you know, I wouldn't have thought so. But looking at it,
Iron Brew.
That does look orange, doesn't it?
Made in Scotland from Gardas.
Which always reminds me of Taggart. Which in turn always reminds me of Alex Ferguson.
Or McJim the Real.
Fake Johnny. No. Jonathan and I are going to have to come up with a million different things to prove Jonathan's Jonathan. It'll sit in your COVID cave for a while. Yeah, we've had to do that. Although today I did have to wash everything so I could put this strap on my watch. Because I thought, in fact, I thought it had arrived earlier. Now, bearing in mind that we have a sign on the door that basically says, go away. I don't care who you are, go away. And I heard somebody put something through the door. So I thought, oh, my watch strap's here. So I checked on the Amazon app and it wasn't even out for delivery at that point. So I said, somebody's just pushed something through the door. I said, and it went with, you know, a bit of a noise. I said, so it wasn't just a piece of paper. I said, my toy's not out yet. So Mike went to have a look. On one of these charities that shove plastic bags through your door, I'd shoved one through. I mean, can they not read? Go away. We don't want anything. So they'd shoved that through. I presume you left that there fermenting in the COVID cave.
Yep.
And then I did get the notification that they'd dispatched the toy, and then that arrived. So we had to bring that up swathed in towels to get inside it, then throw away the packaging from the outside and the inside, and then wash the strap. Anyway, after all that, it's on the watch. So I feel more confident that the watch won't just self-destruct, which it might have done. But I've swapped it from white to grey, just for a change. See how it goes. Seems like it should sync all the way around. I'd love it if I could listen and read at the same time. I do that when I'm listening at like 3 speed, 2.5 to 3 speed. And I highlight as I go. So I would love it if I could listen and highlight. The nearest I get to that is listening on one device and highlighting on another. Which, you know those people, why have you got 14 iPads? That's why. So I can do that. So you've got them shoving stuff through your door. You don't want the COVID infected stuff. No, neither do I. I think it's ridiculous at the moment. Plus the fact there's all this thing going about that people who are putting these things through the door, and it says it's for charity, that it's like a bag and put clothes in it, etc., that they're not actually a charity. That what they're doing is taking the clothes away, tarting them up and then selling them. Because, you know, you wonder whether true charities would bother doing that at the moment. Having said that, what did Macmillan do with these coffee mornings last month? Because they were advertised, but I don't particularly watch adverts. And
no
I don't,
idea.
Particularly not Macmillan.
Kept away from it.
Yes, I had to as well. I turned the pandas on. Do you know, the more I watch pandas, the more YouTube thinks I need to watch pandas. Which model Kindle did you have, Kim? I'm onto my third. I had the one with the little keyboard at the bottom. That was, I think that had some kind of data with it as well, but don't quote me. And then I got the Paperwhite, but I got a very early Paperwhite. And I love my Paperwhite. There was a little bit of light shadowing at the bottom of the screen where it looked like footlights, but I think everybody's was the same. That's the one that died. The older one is still going strong. But I wanted a more modern one then that was a bit faster. The page turns were quite slow. So that was why I ended up with the one that I've got. I don't think I would particularly upgrade unless there was an issue with it like you're finding. Oh, the one with the keyboards. Yeah, I love that. Particularly if you're typing stuff in. Oh, that was one of my favourites. But I thought the Paperwhite, you know, quite liking that with a backlight. But the Oasis is nice. It's very, very nice in the hand. It's also the style where it's got this flip over cover. So that actually turns it on and off as well. It's like magnetic. So it turns it on and off. I have transferred audio to it. I think I've hooked up Bluetooth headphones to it. Is there a headphone socket? I don't think there is. No, Bluetooth headphones. But it's a very, very nice device. When you compare the price to what an iPad used to be, when an iPad was around 600-700, maybe 799, you're thinking, do you know what? Nearly 300 for an iPad's ludicrous. But it is a very nice reading experience. Very, very nice. However, when people say to me, "No, should I get a Kindle?" It depends on the books you're reading. Because if it's books like Getting Things Done books with lots of diagrams, it's actually better on an iPad or, oh, what are they called? The Fire things, Fire HD. But if it's fiction, I don't think you can beat an iPad for that, a Kindle. You have a Kindle Fire that's limping along. Oh, Kindle Fire's done okay here. And you didn't want a backlight. I did want a backlight because I work pretty much in the dark all the time. So I quite like that. Stuck in safe mode and the audio goes on and off. Technology. I actually did this. It would be 2020. 14 years ago. I got the first Mac and I didn't think anything about it then until about 10 years in. And then I thought, how many Macs have you had in the last 10 years? And I did this blog post. It was terrifying the amount of kit I'd bought. So I said to Mike, I need to do that again because next year is 15 years. So let's see what I've managed to acquire in the last 15 years on top of what I had from the first 10. But it was quite a lot, frighteningly a lot, because I'd started off with an iMac. Then Mike had that iMac and I got another iMac. I got an iPod the day I got my iMac. Gosh, what else was there? So I got in the first year, there was three Macs in the first year. Two were iMacs and one was the MacBook Pro. But when I totted it up, it was scary beans. Let's have a look. Oh, there's a full story on the blog. But it says, so let's recap. Since 2006, the following Apple kit has been part of my life. 20-inch iMac, 17-inch MacBook Pro, 24-inch iMac, first white 24-inch model, 24-inch iMac silver model, 27-inch iMac late 2009 model, 27-inch iMac late mid-2011, 27-inch iMac late 2013, MacBook Air 2012, iPod Classic, iPod Touch, iPhone 3G, iPhone 4, iPhone 4S, iPhone 6 Plus, iPad 1, iPad 2, iPad 3, iPad Air 2, iPad Pro 12.9 inch and an iPad Pro 9.7 inch. I didn't count up how much, but scary. Right, let's have a look. Genie books are on the iPad. My other books are on the Oasis. I can read longer on the Oasis. Yeah, it's a much nicer reading experience, isn't it? Well, I know people have said, oh, you know, it's black and white, but it's perfect. It really is the nearest I've ever seen to paper. So I definitely can read more on my Oasis than I can on an iPad. The only time I use an iPad is when I want to highlight as I'm listening, and it's easier with the pencil. Or there's diagrams in it and I want to tap on the diagrams, get them bigger and see them in colour. And then it just makes more sense. The question is, do I still know them by name? I reckon I probably do. What complicates matters? That iPod Touch, the fifth gen, that was late 2012. That was bought because we weren't buying the iPhone 5 or the 5S or anything else either. But we wanted the bigger screen for demos. And that one was called Artemis. Until Lady Siri arrived. And then it became Lady Siri. My iPhone 3G was called Elaine's iPhone. In fact, I was very boring.
Took a leaf out of my book, you mean?
I was very boring with iPhone names. Never entered my head to give them like names until the 4S, which came out of the box and was named MacBite Siri. And every phone of mine after that, because that is MacBite Siri. But what muddied the waters, I would remember with the computers. But for the fact that the first silver model with the black plastic back, that was called Bauer, after Jack Bauer in 24. And that one was a stalwart. It only died not that long ago. But the 327-inch iMacs, which are now, I think there's been one more, I can't remember which. Two went back for repair in totally separate repair incidents and returned not themselves. So the 2009 model was replaced, and I think it would be replaced with a 2012 model. And the other one, I can't remember. I think it was the mid-2011 that got sent back for repair and came back as something else. So I know that one was called Dionysus. That one came back and is now called Faith. And the other one is called Boomer. Well, Boomerang. It's now Boomerang. And it was because my granddad wanted a dog and Gran was having none of it. Sounds a bit like Mum with me wanting a dog. And there was this dog who lived on the street. And you know, back in the day when it belonged to all the neighbours, it was just the neighbourhood dog. And it was called Boomer. And every time my granddad went out, he would walk for miles. And he said, come on, Boomer, let's go for a walk. So Boomer was always in my mind associated with my granddad and this dog. And this Mac had been back for repair and back to the house. I think it had done 8 trips. So I said, it's like a boomerang. So I called the machine Boomer. Then it needed a rebuild after that. And I don't like calling them the same, because I have backups and I need to know which iteration of the machine it was. So the backups that are called Boomer, I know are before I did the last rebuild on it. So I called it Boomerang. It now has a full name. So pretty much I do. But at the time we were watching 24 and it just had to be Bauer. So yeah, I had a Bauer. You've never had names, have you?
No.
I'm trying to remember what the other ones were.
Mike T21, Mike T27, Mike's iPhone, Mike's iPhone 11, Mike's iPad 2, Mike's iPad, Mike's Kindle.
But Mike is going to hit a brick wall when another 27-inch iMac comes in.
Wasn't Mike's Kindle bequeathed from your dad?
Yes, it was. Yeah. He had a Kindle.
So whenever I go on, Amazon, and buy a book, a Kindle book, it says which device do you want to download it to. It doesn't really matter which you pick because they just sync, don't they?
Yeah. So, well, your books are there. You have to tap it to download. Yeah. But yeah. The 24-inch was called Nike. That was because Eric was sponsored by Nike at the time, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He had this thing, just do it. So I called the machine Nike. And all my iPads have got alarming names. Fur, that was Mayer, and he had a lot of fur, so I called it Fur. Fur and Feather, Grace, Geronimo, and, there's another Indian-sounding one, which I just like the name. It'll come to me. But yes, I pretty much know them all. I'm thinking there's 3 there. So was it Fur and Feather? And is there another one? Let's have a look. I had to put labels on the back in the end. Butterfly. That's the other one. Butterfly. Because I love butterflies as well. So I have one called Butterfly. But yeah, they've all got labels on because I'll say to Mike, can you hand me Fur? And he'll be like, which one's that? So I put little labels on the back. So yes, I do, but I didn't give my iPod a name either, my iPod Classic, which will still actually boot up. But there's just something mental with it that I keep thinking it's a touch interface. And that what seemed revolutionary at the time, which was the touch wheel thing, is now horrific, isn't it? Trying to navigate with that, I'm useless. And I still want to keep reaching out and touching the screen anyway. I think I'll have to start corralling all the information about my extra kit now, ready for April, because April will be here before you know. Oh, Kim started using a Trello board. So I'm supposing, Kim, it's not to do, doing and done, which I think is criminal. It's a criminal underuse of it. But it's so flexible. I do like that. So what columns have you got? I thought it would be good if it was like you could put families in columns, or you could put the status of a card where you're trying to confirm something. But you could do a lot more than people imply you can do with it. So definitely worth looking at. Try using white text on a black background on the iPad. It can make it easier to read. Good tip, Anthony. I did change one to be that kind of paley pinky thing in bed, because it was so dark and I turned it on and I nearly blinded myself. But I didn't go to black. I think at the time I was pretty much, you know, dark mode. I'm not really a dark mode person. I know a lot of people are. I'm not really a dark mode person. Having said that, I did in Tweetbot for iOS. That used to be a thing that you bought. And now it's a thing where they gave you the update and there's a tip system in it. And part of the tip system is if you give them a tip, you can then change into dark mode. And I did feel that the Twitter client looked much better in dark mode. So certain things I have in dark mode. So yeah, I should try the Kindle one, shouldn't I? You're trying to create a system you like. You're still playing with it. It is a very good thing. What they're called? What's it ups? Power ups. I like the fact of things like voting, because I was thinking about that for the book club and the lean coffee meetings we were having. And I was thinking, you know, Notion doesn't do that. I don't think Asana does that. And I know it's a power up, but it's such a useful power up. And you can get away with it on a board, even that's shared, as long as you don't need any of the other power ups, because there's only one power up. I don't know with that how they charge, because I didn't get that far. Some of them charge by organisation, and that's when it starts to get expensive. But I've always managed to get away with the free one. Oh, a panda mask. Oh, I could definitely do with one of these. I've turned you into someone who wants it to look good, so I'll be more likely to use it. That's so true, though. That is so true. On that course that I was on, they had one of the so-called experts on, and he was going through his system. Oh, Simon. If I'm going out, I'm going to have one of those. Look at that, Mike. Can you imagine Lola's face? Mummy, what have you done? And can I have one? Does the head come off? That's been what Maya would have said. So it's a PDF file and you print it out and then you make a panda. Yep, I could do that. That'll keep me occupied for hours while Boris is rabbiting on tomorrow. Oh, somebody here used foam and contact cement. Oh, wow. Good grief. We're talking serious business, aren't we? That would probably work really well. I used cardboard for the Darth Vader thing with black tape and a glue gun. And eventually my fingers recovered from the glue gun, but it did take a while. I'm lethal. Yeah, so they had this guy on showing us his system. And while it might have worked for him, I was horrified. It was ugly as anything. And I thought, you've not put a capital letter even at the beginning. Oh, no. I would want it to be like, not, I don't spend hours and hours, but, you know, if it looks good and I can trust it, I know I'll use it. And repeatedly using it is what makes it better. So I'm actually at my quarterly Let's Update Notion stage, which usually freaks Mike out because I start changing things then. Ooh, Deb gets to see her daughter tomorrow. Her birthday, and you haven't seen her since Christmas. Oh, good grief. She quarantined for 2 weeks so she could see you. Oh, that's good. That's lovely. That is lovely. That is such a long time, isn't it, not to see somebody. I hope you've done the old FaceTime thing lots and lots. Oh, she's a Nina. Oh, we played a Nina song last week, didn't we?
We did.
We did. Nina, pretty ballerina. In fact, we found one for all of Nina's...
See you, Anthony.
Good night, Anthony. We actually found one for all of Nina's sisters. And last night was a bit of a challenge because she had a brother as well called Arnand. A-R-N-A-N-D. And she said she thinks her mum misspelt Armand. But we found one song. One song. So Simon was thinking I could use the panda mask as a COVID mask, resume in-person shopping in Tesco's, they say a face covering. Thing was, like I said with my poor father, when he went out with a baseball cap on, they wouldn't let him buy a paper. And now they wouldn't let you in the place unless you've got a mask on as well. Yeah, I don't see why not, as long as you can see through it. I mean, at the beginning of the thing, when people didn't have masks like they've got now, people were going out in snorkels and stuff, weren't they? So why not? Why not? But I have no desire to go out at all, Simon. As long as Wendy will bring the shopping, no real need to venture out, is my attitude. No need at all. Oh, I hope you do have a fantastic day. It's going to be wonderful, Deb. Wonderful. And I guess afterwards, does anybody have to lock down for 14 days? It's so annoying. Can you not be in a bubble? Over here, what would happen is you do your 2 weeks lockdown and then you go in a bubble together where you don't have to then wait another 14 days, but nobody can be part. You can't be part of multiple bubbles, which gets confusing, doesn't it, with a lot of families who want to do that. Kath is in a bubble. Kath, Kaz and Joe are in a bubble with their other daughter and her family. So they can't, although they're at different ends of the country, that's their bubble, the support bubble. So they can actually meet up. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. It'd be like, I imagine when people were coming back from the war and hadn't seen family members for years and years. It'll be wonderful. Oh, so exciting. We haven't really got anybody to meet apart from your mother, have we?
No.
That's it for us, I'm afraid. Oh, well. Well, we've stayed in our own bubble because it's not really fair trying to force ourselves into somebody else's bubble. So everybody else is bubbled up together and we're just bubbled alone, aren't we?
Mm.
Well, we figured it was more important for Mike's mum to be bubbled with his brother, his wife and their son because that's her grandson. So we stayed out of it in our own little bubble. You, me and Lola. How wonderful. Kiva and I are a bubble. Yeah, that you're one's less than our bubble, Kim. But at least you know you're safe. I took the approach. I remember at the beginning, and I think Mike said the same. It was late one night and, you know, the news was terrifying you to death. It was like, this is the plague and we're all doomed. And it could last for like 3 months. That went well. And I just sat there and I had a bit of a wobble and I thought, what if I got ill? What if Mike got ill? Because that's it. There's only the two of us and Lola. It's like, who would look after Lola? Oh, God, what if we both got ill? Obviously, I got over that after about 6 weeks inside thinking, well, this is easy, actually, isn't it? You just don't go out and then it's easy, which it still is up to a point. But what's annoying me is, you know, they opened up in the summer and I know people felt the need to visit family and stuff, and that's fine. But why the restaurants and the pubs and the strip joints? I mean, honestly. And then they let people go abroad on holiday and look at the mess we're in now. And I can't help thinking if we'd have just doubled the length of time we were in total lockdown, I don't think we would have been in this mess now. And of course, they even insisted that the students went off to university. And we are a huge university town. And now we've got the worst figures in the country. But it's like they're in lockdown in their digs. But the rest of us, we must be we're at the very edge of the county. So if we'd have been like another 3 miles, we'd be in a different zone. But we're locked down with the rules that apply to the city centre, even though we're like 8 miles from the city centre. Nothing you can do. But actually, I don't think the figures here are as probably as bad as they are in Manchester. But we've got rules of rules. There you go. You still have a box in the COVID cave in the garage full of things for Kiva if I get sick. That's what we've done. We've got all of Lola's food together and some toys. And I guess we just have to ask the first family, as long as they're okay. Mm. But there's probably more chance they'd be ill than we'd be ill because they're having to go out to work. One is a nurse, so that's pretty dangerous to start with. They're having to go out. So the trick for us is for us not to get ill so we can look after Lola. That's it. But yeah, it's awful when you have to think of things like that. Like, what if, what should I do? Just in case. And then it does start to feel like Armageddon and the end of the world, doesn't it? Good evening, Tracy. How are you? Let us know. We're talking new Kindles and toys. And Deb's got a very exciting day planned. That's going to be amazing. That is going to be amazing. Do you know, it would be much easier if they just made everybody locked down in their houses, wouldn't it? Another 6 weeks or so. They can always... Well, who knows what Boris will come up with tomorrow? Can't really join us. On your way back from a lovely Sunday afternoon, so afternoon and evening at the coast. Sounds fabulous. Sounds fabulous. Well, we're heading off anyway. We need to have something to eat. Hopefully you will be able to join us in the week because it's an exciting week. It's an Apple event week. Can't say fairer than an Apple event. Not hot on the heels of the last one. And I heard, I don't think this is a secret, but I haven't heard it very many places, that Apple are liking the fact that they can control the event more because it's a video. And they're thinking of doing another one in November. And I'm like, why? What have you got now? I would have thought they wanted it all out of the door by end of October, but preferably the middle, so they can accommodate Black Friday. But who knows? We'll find out what's missing this week. But I think we can safely say it looks like there'll be a phone. Whether we're buying or not, totally different business. But we'll be there. So I'll make sure that the emails explain the time situations this week. I am about to sit down and write them. And hopefully we will all have a fabulous, fabulous week. Oh, she's getting GTD, Atomic Habits. One of those. Oh, you sent me the link for that. And I was as bad as Simon with the pens. Absolutely gorgeous, those things. I hope she enjoys them. Let us know. You went from a gale force 10 to a lovely quiet cove in 20 minutes drive. Sounds fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We've got wind and rain here, but and Simon's still looking at the pens.
That's why he's being so quiet.
He's wondering how he's going to get them past Mrs. Simon
pen
on porn. The way in the door.
Pen porn.
Aren't you glad I mentioned those pens, Simon? There you go. Oh, and Kim's had hail, so it's not great anywhere at the minute, is it? Oh, well, we'll all have a good laugh tomorrow, I can guarantee it, because Boris will have spoken by then. He's making the decisions in isolation from the people who live in the areas he's about to affect. So there's going to be a civil war here if he carries on doing that. Let's see how that goes. They're already up in arms about it, but there you go. Simon, don't forget you need to get to bed at some point. You've got a good 3 hours to keep looking at the pens, but don't forget to get some sleep. Because if you keep looking at them, Mrs. Simon's going to twig. But oh, don't I find the best toys for you. Tell me which ones you like the best tomorrow. But for the moment, going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Oh, he's got 8 hours because he's going to bed at 4. Excellent, Simon. You stay safe, guys.